Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John's in his 20th year with us. That's right. He's one of the top executive coaches that I've ever known. He's spent many years with a bunch of alternative board CEO groups. No telling how many CEOs he helped to be better. He's the author of a bunch of books, which we've launched, I think, every one of them on the show, including Hunting in a Farmer's World. That's an award-winning, a multiple award-winning book. I saw him get them, and I was there. And then also Your Exit Map, which is an absolute one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen, and it's all about the boomer bust. And we're going to get him to tell us what that means. John Deeney, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I always appreciate it when you bring me on with that little old Banff, Texas.
Exactly. Yeah, that Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Hey, John, the boomer bust, that's the subject of your outstanding, beautiful book, folks. This book, well, if you like words and you like pictures, this has got it all. The boomer bust is all about the baby boomer generation, which is just about to the dissolving of those companies, divesting, maybe I should say, of those companies by a whole generation of folks over the next 10 years is going to be a pretty big event, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's starting already, Jim. And you know, I don't think it's having the earth-shaking consequences we thought, because the boomers are not leaving all on a 65-year-old
right
trigger, like past generations. They're working longer, and they're stretching out their exits from the businesses longer into their 70s, and in some cases into their late 70s.
So the bust is still alive. It just hasn't happened yet.
Well, it's happened. I think it's happening more slowly. You know, think about the frog in the pot of water. You know, one of these days we're going to turn around and we're going to say, what the hell's going on with small business? Because we, and I talk about, you know, you and I are boomers, we own twice as many businesses per capita as the generations before or the generations since. The
right.
Gen Xers and the millennials are not business owners at the rate the boomers were. And that was because as we grew up, you know, more of us were college educated. More of us were stretching for the brass ring with more dual income households, and we were motivated.
We were motivated, and we worked. We liked working. We still like working.
Yes, we do. Well, we like working because we identify so heavily with what we are
and what we built.
And you may not, you know, people may not be. You know, may not consider that a compliment, and that's fine. But I mean, boomers are big on the trappings of success.
Yeah,
it's how we differentiated from all those other college-educated boomers that were scratching to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've aggregated $17 trillion worth of assets. That's an entire year of the U.S. GDP.
Right.
That we are holding in assets, and for most business owners, as you well know, their business is by far the largest and most valuable asset they hold.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, they're going to leave it. I guarantee it. Absolutely guarantee it.
It will happen. You'll go out head first or feet first. One of the things that I worry about, though, about delaying the inevitable transfer, John, is a lot of boomer businesses are not as ready for the third generation, the third decade of the 21st century economy as they're probably going to need to be. And I'm worried they're going to miss an opportunity to transfer the business over to somebody who will run it the way the third generation, the third decade of the 21st century needs to be run. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, the question is, can the boomers run it too? I mean, I think there's two answers to that question, Jim. One is the one you were talking about with Jim, your previous guest,
mm-hmm.
managing in a downturn. You know, a lot of boomers, we've had, with the exception of 08, 09, the boomers drove a 40-year increase in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of owners are sitting there going, well, I'm making real good money, and I've built a business where I don't have to work that hard anymore. I'm not working 60-hour weeks. I've got employees. I've built to a nice level. And, you know, I'm just going to hang on to this.
That's the part I'm worried about, though, because this next decade, Jim, I mean, John, is going to be a lot different than the last decade. And I'm worried that the boomers aren't ready for that. That's my point. Quick break, right back. More on this and a new act from Congress.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.